So the climate in the city of Newark at the time was kind of emotional. And all it needed was a spark. And that spark was provided by the police dealing with a taxi driver, which culminated in the 4th Precinct gathering right in the center of Central Ward, which was the beginning of the disturbances. Unless you understand that history and that climate, you don't understand the emotional level of the community that existed. The police mistreated African-Americans when people talked about having a police review board. And every time there was a problem between the police and a citizen, it got to be an emotional problem. The politics was that you didn't have black people as leaders in any segment of the population that had any real juice, any power. So there was always the effort of getting somebody elected, mostly at the city council level. Nobody thought about there being an African-American mayor. That was laughable in those days. Most people didn't have any idea that I could win. Most people in the black community didn't believe I could win. So we had more of a civil rights demonstration than really a political campaign. And one of the godfathers of our operation was Mahmoud Baraka. And we had a whole ticket of people to run in 1970. And without that kind of stimulation and organization, we would not have done as well. It was a movement rather than a political campaign. There were people who had not been involved in politics before involved. There were young people. There were college students that came from all over the country, in fact. There was a degree of anger in the African-American community that I don't think would have existed without the riots. There were motorcades up and down the street. There were signs all over the place. There were people at every one of our events. And election night in June, which was a runoff election, which I won, was a wild scene. Broad Street closed down when it was clear that I had won. There were so many people in the streets that they had to close down the city. When I took office, Newark had the highest infant mortality rate in the country, the highest maternal mortality rate in the country, the highest venereal disease rate in the country, the highest tuberculosis. By and large, we were a very sick city. We set up a network of neighborhood health centers, and we improved the quality of health care for the people of the city. There are children alive today that would not be alive if it were not for those health centers. Those are the kind of things that I'm proud of. Those are the kind of things that don't make news, but they're more important than some of the things that do make news. If I had to relive everything, by and large, I think I did the right thing because I followed my desires, my mission.
I was born.